Voice of St. Louis original podcast.
I'm Debbie Monterey.
And I'm Tom Ackerman. The big story of the morning is Hurricane Beryl. AccuWeather meteorologist Heather Zehr joins us with details on landfall and how it could affect our weather. Heather?
Beryl made a landfall as a Category 1 hurricane near Matagorda, Texas, earlier this morning. The track of the storm will be south and east of St. Louis, which is going to keep the worst conditions in those areas as well. The tornado risk will be relatively low for the area as a whole. Flooding, though, remains a concern. Rainfall totals will be an inch or two in the city and 2 to as much as 6 inches to the southeast, where flooding is most likely.
Heather Zehr joins us at 6:10 with today's forecast.
Some members of the St. Louis Charter Commission feel like they failed with the few suggestions they've come up with.
Last week, we told you how Charter Commission members said they let the city down, only coming up with suggestions to move elections to November and update city titles and pronouns.
I think that's a deep failure. That is a deep, deep failure of what we have been charged with doing.
So we asked political commentator and author David Sonius. He tells KMOX he's never surprised when the greater St. Louis area fails to get their act together.
There's too many people that are locked into very narrow arguments, very narrow ideas, without understanding what it would mean to try to do something more drastic, take a big swing. That's what St. Louis area needs to do right now, is it needs to take a big swing at solving some of its problems.
The Charter Commission is set to vote on their proposals this evening and send them to the Board of Aldermen. Sean Malone, KMOX News.
Missouri Governor Mike Parson has some unfinished business awaiting his signature.
Coming out of the pandemic, some cities, including St. Louis, put into effect restrictions on when evictions can happen. House Bill 2062, that still sits on the governor's desk, would keep cities and counties from doing any kind of delay on evictions unless it is specifically authorized by state law. There's also a provision that would crack down on people trying to illegally occupy homes.
KMOX's Michael Calhoun. Parson has until July 14th to sign the bills or veto them.
An office complex that's boasted some of the highest rents in the region is for sale. It's the Pierre Laclede Center in Clayton. The two towers, built in 1964 and 1970, have more than a 500,000 square feet of space. There are currently 42 tenants in the towers, including 6 headquarters, but it's lost some big tenants recently, including the St. Louis Club and the St. Louis Economic Development Partnership. Its 62% occupancy rate is the highest in the complex's history.
A popular local brewery is wrapping its arms around another part of St. Louis.
Four Hands just opened its third location. It's next to the railroad tracks and train station in historic downtown Kirkwood. You can't miss the red caboose next door. Last summer, Four Hands opened its second spot at the District in Chesterfield. They partnered with High Point Drive-In on food. In Kirkwood, Four Hands' Kevin Lemp and Peacemaker Seafood's Kevin Nashen have created a larger version of the food window at Four Hands downtown. Here's Director of Taproom Operations, Tom Bainan.
You know, when you open a restaurant, the food side just gets pounded, and they've been doing it. I'm so proud of these guys over here. It's nice to have a good partner.
Four Hands Kirkwood has a couple of bars and seating for about 300 inside and out. One main feature is a four-season patio with glass walls.
I think Kevin even said, Kevin Nashen, he goes, can you imagine watching a football game with snow surrounding you? And it's just windows.
Yeah.
It's going to be great. You know, with a train going by, postcard, right?
Bainan says one thing that separates this location from the other two is the walkability of the area. He says people are really excited about this new addition to Kirkwood's downtown historic district. Scott Jagow, KMOX News.
A place known for its burgers and classic dark interior is for sale. O'Connell's Pub on Kings Highway in Shaw near the Botanical Garden dates back to 1961. It's been at its Shaw Avenue location since 1972. No asking price has been given. On O'Connell's Facebook page, a post says they expect many interested parties to emerge. Their goal is to sell to a group that knows and loves the place so customers notice no changes.
Leaders at the Carpenter Library in Tower Grove South will find out this week if their historic building can house a geothermal HVAC system. Engineers will be on the grounds today to determine if the site of the 97-year-old structure in the 3300 block of South Grand Boulevard can house such a heat pump. Those are considered to be the greenest, most efficient heating and cooling systems available. And city leaders hope such a unit can greatly reduce their operation costs in the historic building. Operations inside the building will go on as normal, except for some loud noise from the testing. From the KMOX Business Desk, Car Row in St. Charles is growing. Clement Auto Group is building a new pre-owned dealership on Veterans Memorial Parkway off I-70 between Zumbel and Cave Springs. According to the Business Journal, it's a $30 million project. It'll be a new 12,000-square-foot pre-owned dealership. Then in Phase 2, a 63,000-square-foot service center two blocks away.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.